Appreciate it.
Showdown in Capitol Hill. For all, you know, I'm out here in LA.
The music in 60 seconds on the line, 90.7 FM.
College Radio is devotion manifested in the will to succeed. College Radio is driven by the students who volunteer to host shows and play their own music. College Radio exists as the medium through which students embrace individuality and creativity as they gain experience in broadcasting.
I am Zach Zimbler. I am a junior at Penn State. I had been listening to the station for a long period of time before I even got involved, and it seemed like something I wanted to do. I always liked music. I played lots of musical instruments, involved in lots of different bands and stuff. And so it just seemed like something cool to do on the side. And it became quickly much more than that for me.
Zach is the president of the Line 90.7 FM at Penn State, which broadcasts under the call letters WKPS.
My name is Andrew Coons. I'm the station manager at WXQ, and I initially became involved in college radio because I'm just really passionate about music.
Jeff Brown, general manager of Comm Radio at Penn State, didn't initially plan to become involved with college radio at all.
When I started college radio, I was going to be a kindergarten teacher, you know, and I got in and started doing it and said, you know what, screw this, I want to do this. So I kind of went the opposite way. I got into it and found out how much I loved it.
My name's Adam Cavalier, and I am the station manager at WMUL-FM. When I entered Marshall, I knew I wanted to call games, and MUL was really the only outlet for that as a freshman. So I joined the sports staff. I ended up calling volleyball my freshman year, and from there on out, it built and built until I was heavily integrated with all facets of the radio station.
Andy Nagpal, a member of the alumni interest group for WKPS at Penn State, got involved for different reasons.
I began my involvement back when it started, actually, because I was a student at that time here, and I was looking to get involved in a lot of different things, and grew up listening to college radio back home, and had a lot of music of my own. And then when I came up here, I was like, oh wow, doing a college radio show, that would be kind of cool. So that's how I got involved. Like most people, you know, they get involved by getting involved with some kind of music genre that you typically don't hear on commercial radio, and that's how I started.
My name is Randall Davidson. I'm the Director of Radio Services at the University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh. I got involved in radio actually 25 years ago this week. I was taking some calculus class to enable myself to go back to graduate school and finish up, and I just to fill in my schedule, I took some radio classes for fun, and ended up, it became a career for me.
My name's Boshra Gopral. I'm a senior in telecom. My responsibilities at the station are basically, I'm a point person between different groups of shows. The main difference between college and commercial, well, first of all, college stations are nonprofit stations. Commercial stations, they lean toward the popular. We tend to mix it up a little more. We have that popular, we also have those ones that you don't normally hear. That way it gives some variety, and sometimes they hear something that they might have never heard before. It just opens doors.
Boshra is the program director and staff head for the Jam 91 music program at WKPS. Jeff Brown points out an important difference between college and commercial radio.
Oh, college radio is so much more fun. And it was weird because when I started out, college radio was basically the same as it is now. And professional radio wasn't that much different. You still had some freedom. You still could pick things that you wanted to play. If your listeners called in and kind of took your show one way, you could take it that way and without getting in trouble. You know, radio has just gotten so corporate and is in the process of strangling itself. And college radio is still rolls on. You get to do what you want to do within reason. You get to play what you want to play, and it's a great way to learn radio and learn if you like it or not.
I think, you know, most of the commercial people are worrying about, it's all about money. For me, it's all about the kind of content that we can create. We're not paying people to be DJs. People are kind of doing it out of the kindness of their heart, which is great. For a commercial station, their mission isn't necessarily just to serve the community, it's to turn a profit. Our mission is to serve the public and our community.
I think the focus is different. You know, commercial radio station is focused on making money, you know, through advertising and that kind of thing, where college radio stations are focused more so on new music, cutting-edge music, and just trying to get new music out there to the campus and to the community that they're around, as well as giving experience to people going into broadcasting.
College radio represents a stark alternative to the watered-down commercial radio scene by showcasing underground music from non-mainstream bands. Dedicated to broadcasting deep cuts and B-sides, college radio DJs possess the passion that drives the industry. The Lion 90.7 FM presents The State of College Radio.
The Lion 90.7.